Welcome to the Mentors Care Podcast. I'm Summer Backstrom, along with my co-host, Mentors Care founder, Dina Petty, and we love to talk to each other and to the amazing people that make up the Mentors Care family. What is Mentors Care? It's a nonprofit organization that matches adult mentors with students considered at risk of not graduating. The vision of Mentors Care is simple. One volunteer gives 1 hour, one time a week, to mentor one student. It's a proven formula with incredible and life-changing results. The conversations you'll hear are designed to educate and inspire others to join the Mentors Care movement. Now, enough of this standard open. Let's get to the good stuff on this episode of the Mentors Care Podcast. Welcome back to the podcast, and we're so glad you're listening. I'm here with my co-host, Dina. Dina, how's it going today?
Hey, it's going great, Summer. How are you?
Going good here. We're excited to interview an amazing, generous local entrepreneur, a Mr. Charles Frank, affectionately entitled founder and chief encouragement officer of the Q Ministry Project and Urban Well magazine. Mr. Frame has a successful background in operations, business development, and leadership visioning across small and large business and corporate environments, as well as nonprofits. And he was in the United States Marine Corps. We want to welcome him to the show and thank you for your service. Mr. Frame, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Well, Charles, you are kind of amazing. This bio is very long. It's amazing all the things you've accomplished in your life, your young life, let me put it that way.
Yeah. And, well, thank you.
But, man, really just appreciate you coming in and sharing with us today a little bit about who you are and about your life and what you're doing. But also, gosh, just talk to us about your involvement with all the volunteer work you've done. I mean, I'm looking at this, that you've been on the school board. For how many years have you served on the Maypearl school board?
Yeah, this is my 15th year.
My gosh. Now, did I hear a rumor? Did you say that, is this it? Are you done?
Yeah, this is it. I did get involuntarily extended till November.
Oh, so, with all the COVID-19 things going on.
That's right. But yeah, this is it for me.
Well, I'm sure they really needed your leadership to help through navigate through all of that. I'm sure there was a lot of challenges there.
Yes. That's an understatement, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I just remember meeting you years ago, and just from day one, you've been super supportive of Mentors Care. And how was it? Do you recall how you found out about Mentors Care, or how you learned about Mentors Care and brought it to Maypearl?
Yeah, it was Casey Ballard there in Midlothian. She's at the time was the executive director of United Way of West Ellis County.
Right.
And so probably, I don't know, 6-7 months after we had started our discussions about launching and kind of creating the Waxahachie Project, she and I were having some discussions, and Andy Lehman, and just talking about, you know, the work that we do and our heart for discipleship and mentoring and what have you. And she had brought you up and told me about Mentors Care. And at that time, I think you were just in Midlothian and that you were looking to expand out to other locations. And so she felt like we needed to talk, and she gave me your information and set that up.
Isn't that great?
I know, isn't it? It's amazing to think that that's been, wow, that would have been towards the end of 2014 going into 2015.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Time flies.
It does. I can't believe it's been that long. And I just love how the school board has been so supportive of Mentors Care from day one. And I know everybody had questions. Okay, could this really expand into a whole nother district? Is this really going to work? But I never felt anything but support. And then since then, it really has been phenomenal, the support we've gotten from Maypearl.
You guys have been absolutely phenomenal at Maypearl.
Thanks.
And you know, now you have, and you've made a massive difference, not only in the kids, but I got to tell you, in the volunteers and the folks from our community that have been, you know, mentors in your program and working with these at-risk kids in our district has just been absolutely amazing. So, you know, when I got to meet with you that first time and talk with you, I remember we talked about Waxahachie ISD and some of that. And when the opportunity came up to help you get into Maypearl, You know, that was just a no brainer for us. And so when I sat down and talked to the superintendent and talked with our board and just shared about what you guys were doing and then had you come in, it fit like a glove with what our heart is as a district. So you guys have been incredible.
I think the heart of your whole community in Maypearl is volunteering. I mean, it is amazing how quickly everybody was quick to volunteer, but I also see that in you. You are a huge advocate of giving back to the community, and tell everybody some of the things that you're doing. It's amazing what all you're doing. Please share.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, our ministry is Q Ministry Project, and it's kind of in the name that we really believe that it's not enough to talk about all the things that we should do. It's not enough to just encourage people to go out and do things, but also that we be a catalyst for the doing, that we be examples of living missionally. So for us, we wanted to look at what are ways, and I got to back up for a second, because as you know, Dina, Ephesians 2:10 is actually, that's our scripture that we kind of build things around, that you're the handiwork of God created in Christ Jesus for good works that he's prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. And so for us, we always recognize the core of what it means to volunteer, the core of what it means to be kingdom minded and missionally minded, all really centers around relationships, people. That's what Jesus did, is making disciples, and mentorship is the exact same concept. So for us, we just felt like, you know, God, what do you want us to be doing? What are the activities that you want us to do in our local community? And how do we do that in a collaborative way? So we never wanted to be a people or an organization that just talked about discipleship. We wanted to talk about it. We wanted to develop it, but we wanted to help people discover what their Ephesians 2:10 is. So that's really been the core of who we are and why we do what we do. And so we know a lot of people are kind of nervous about stepping out and doing things, being active for a whole lot of reasons. So to help them get over that, we wanted to show them, here are things that you can do. Here's ways that you can do that. So come along with us and let's go do it. That really was the impetus behind why Q Ministry Project really focuses in on various projects. So we do a lot of different things, from missions work overseas, which isn't our primary thing, because we really believe strongly in our local communities and that God's put us here for a reason, just like he's put each of you in the communities that you're in and around the circles of influence and friends that you have. And so we work with various groups to provide food and things that people in need in our community.
You're providing fresh produce, right? For families,
yeah.
Which is really unique and needed. I love that.
Yeah, we buy a truckload every month. As a matter of fact, this Saturday is our Pantry Express. We do it the third Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at four different locations. And we buy a diesel truckload of fresh produce, meat, protein, and then we distribute that to over 500 families. Last month, it was 585 families that we served, representing nearly 2,000 people.
Is that Maypearl or would that be Ellis County?
We do that in Maypearl is our primary location. And we have a second location in Waxahachie. Last month and this month, it's at Connect for Life Church. So Josh Morgan, the senior pastor over there, and then Mike Shaw and his group with What's Happening Now Ministries, they partnered together to provide that location and provide to families in Waxahachie. In that area. Then Creekside Church of Christ, they're off 287, and their group is a third location that kind of handles Midlothian and surrounding area. And then we have a fourth location at the Church of Christ in Midlothian, right up there in that north section there. So we have four locations that do that, and then about 7-8 different church partners that work with us to provide those foods.
You know, I think you've just been a huge example of see a need and get busy. I mean, you just start getting creative about your own realm of, you said, your own realm of influence, which is so true. Just having your eyes open to the need and then just getting busy.
And so when you invite people, when you say, hey, come on, let's be a part of this, and you can get involved with this, and then you're encouraging them in their own personal walk and in other ways of what they can get out in their circle of influence and do, then that gives a lot of people a lot more confidence, and it builds a lot more relationships in your community. So that to us is very, very important.
So am I right that you guys have coffee? You have a coffee brand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about the coffee. I'm checking out the coffee and I'm looking at the website, and it just sounds really awesome. And how does that work?
Yeah. So Urban
Joe,
Yeah, Urban Joe's our coffee, and what we do, I'm a coffee junkie. So, you know, no matter what I did, I was going to figure out a way to incorporate coffee into the mix. And part of that is, you know, that leads to kind of another part of our longer term vision and what we've been working towards. But, you know, hospitality is one of those things that when we can gather around a table together, or we can share a cup of coffee together, or a meal together, things like that, that's ancient. And that's such an incredible place for creating culture and impacting culture and building the strength of our relationship. So to us, coffee is a part of that component. And it's a way that we fund our ministry. But more important than that, where we're headed as an organization, it has a longer term component for us to help develop entrepreneurship for young people who've aged out of the foster system. That's where we're headed long term. And we'll get to that in a second. But the coffee and how to run a business and the different dynamics around that is really the second and most important component of our coffee. But we source coffee from all around the world. We have over 100 different coffees. We're a small batch craft roaster. We have a relationship in that. And so we don't carry a bunch of coffee and keep it on hand. It gets roasted when you order it. So we kind of bulk together individual order and then roast the coffee. And it takes us a little over a week and a half to turn that around and get you the freshest coffee on the planet.
Man, you stay busy. That's amazing all that you have done and are doing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, and you know about the Waxahachie Project. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And you started that up in 2015. So what's happening with that?
Yeah, well, we helped develop it. We didn't start it. We were just one of the founding leaders in that, with Andy Lehman and the Oaks, and then Casey Ballard, United Way, and Renee over at SAGU. And so we got involved with that and backed it and got involved in developing it. And my main task was to figure out, after we did all of the community research and saw where the problems were, I took on the closing the employment gap is what we originally called it, but it was just developing a long-term strategy and program for helping not only young people coming out of school, but adults to develop their soft skills. So we're not talking about interviewing or any of that. We're talking about critical thinking, communication skills, things that employers have identified as the number one things that are missing. Did that with Texas State Technical College and spent the last 2.5 years developing and spearheading that program. And we successfully launched it in January of this year. And TSTC is now taking the lead and made that an official program that Texas State Technical College offers to the community and to employers. And so we'll be utilizing that as well in our foster kid program. So,
well, no mosses growing under your feet. So,
well, I try not to.
So I know that you have a history, a story, just like everybody has a journey that helps them get to where they are right now. Would you mind kind of sharing about the struggles you had when you were younger? Because it really has influenced you in your later life, hasn't it?
No, it absolutely has. I mean, you and I share a similar background in some areas there. So, you know, originally for me, my family is originally from Ohio, Elyria, just outside of Cleveland. And when I was 10, we lost everything that we had in Ohio. And what little we had left, we packed in the back of a little Toyota pickup truck and headed for Texas because that's where the work was. And I was 10. And it was literally, you know, my sister, my brother, myself, and my mom and stepdad in this little Toyota pickup truck, and had a little canvas covering, homemade covering, kind of like a, you know, a covered wagon.
Wow.
over the back of the back bed of the truck. And my brother and sister and I rode in the back with our dog and whatever items that we had. And that was it. We came to Texas in 1980 during the heat wave, and we were homeless.
And Texas heat. Wow.
In Texas heat. Yeah. We were living in a tent on Lake Ray Hubbard.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We were homeless for almost 6 months.
Do you ever remember being afraid? Were you too young to know?
You know, I knew something wasn't right, obviously, but I don't ever remember feeling afraid. You know, I just really felt like, wow, this is a crazy long camping trip. And it's really hot and this kind of stinks, you know?
Yeah.
But as I got older, you know, we obviously understood more and more what had happened to us, and it was a difficult time. But it definitely influenced me, and especially all the moving around and trying to get established and all of that as our family, and went through kind of a troubled thing.
Yeah. So that kind of influenced you, because you were so successful in the business world, weren't you? I mean, didn't you like create something or invent something?
Yeah. Well, one, let me back up. I'm not going to jump out there and say so successful in the business world. That's all relative. I've certainly had a lot of success, and I've had failures too. But I wanted to do one of two things with my life. And I knew that since I was 10, and one was either I just kind of had this entrepreneurial drive, or I wanted to be in law enforcement. I wanted to be in the FBI or something like that. And that's actually the route that I pursued in the military. It was taking me in that direction. But the entrepreneurship won out, and I got to realize that dream, and wound up starting out when I got out of the Marine Corps by my father and I inventing a computer system that monitors the fifth wheel of a diesel truck.
That's so incredible. Do you think your childhood, though, had a lot to do with you not being able to say no? Like, I mean, you've already been a struggle. You already know what it's like not to have anything. So why not?
Yes. Yeah, I don't, you know, I've been afraid at times of failure, but really that was just from a pride perspective.
Interesting.
It wasn't from a fear of, oh, I'm not going to have anything. As a matter of fact, that's just never bothered me.
Did you have any mentors during that time, or all during this time? Because if we look at your timeline, I mean, you were not sitting idle. You're moving. Were there people in your life that influenced you?
Absolutely. Vicki and Tommy Covington. Tommy Covington was the ag teacher at Duncanville High School. I wasn't in ag, but his wife, Vicki, was the suspension hall teacher. And I was in suspension hall multiple times.
That's funny.
Yeah. So they were very, very influential in my life.
So they didn't see you as a bad kid.
No. Oh. And they opened their home and discipled me and just built relationship with me. And they were my second mom and dad, basically. And that made just an incredible, incredible difference.
Don't you think that probably a lot of people looked at you? I don't know if you were impoverished. It sounds like y'all really struggled there for a while. That I noticed for me personally, I was judged so harshly by people when I was living in my car. You know, it was people almost looked at you like you deserved to be there. Instead of compassion, right, they're trying to find out why you're in that car. They look at you like, you must have done something horrible. And isn't it just amazing how that couple looked at you as a young man with full of potential, making mistakes, not a bad person, just making some bad decisions.
Right.
And what that did for you.
Yeah, it was life-changing, you know, and then there were more people along the way. That it was just like God would set people in my path, and I was willing to listen. I was willing to be influenced positively by them, and I recognize that it was life changing to have people like that.
If you had your moment that you could encourage the world right now about mentoring, what would you say?
I would say, you know, the greatest stories that we have are our personal stories, especially as children of God, especially as believers in Christ. We have these amazing stories that God has wrought in us, has worked in us, and God wants to use them to impact other people. And don't be afraid. Don't sit and worry about, is my story good enough? Am I going to say the right things? You know, just let God use you. And recognize that relationship is the central component of all of it. If you'll have an authentic relationship and be willing to do that with people outside of yourself, God will use that. And some of the most unbelievable ways that you could never have thought of or imagined, God will use it. And all you have to do is say, okay, just take that first step.
You know, Mentors Care, we have always said since the very beginning that we encourage action, which brings hope and creates a future. But you have to have the action first. You know, you were talking about relationships. You got to first step out and be intentional about a relationship with somebody. It's not just, I'm going to just be nice to people when I meet them. You have to be intentional to want to get to know them. That's the action. And when you do that through that friendship, through mentoring, you're giving them hope. And when they have hope, then they really are going to try to grab hold of a future. And we've watched that, you know, so many times. I mean, your whole life has really been mentoring. It really has. I mean, you...
Well, that's what he's made me for. I teach. I just want to pour into other people.
Well, you've lived it out. You've been such a great example for May Pearl community and everybody that you've come in contact with. I just want to thank you as the director of Mentors Care for all of your support with being on the school board and the words that you've said. And honestly, I have quoted you so many times from the last school board meeting. It meant so much to me when you said that Mentors Care has impacted the community. That was a big moment for me. I had to hold back tears because that's really what I believe and hope and always strive for, that we really can be that impactful with people. So anyway.
Well, I don't think you realize even what that fully means. When you pour in, that's the most valuable investment that we can make as human beings into each other, is to be willing to be vulnerable, be relational, and be there to build up and encourage and strengthen each other. Because what you're doing when those kids, and this is exactly what happened in my life, and I know Dina and yours, is when you invest in another human being and you do it authentically, you are being an example to them of what they can go on and be.
Yeah.
And they're going to multiply that. They're going to remember the opportunity is going to come to them to recognize themselves in someone else and be willing to pour into them. And then it multiplies.
And that cliche of the ripple effect, it's not a cliche. It's for real.
Yeah.
It really is true. I mean, because if you step into the life of a person who is just doing what they know, but they're making mistakes, they have little to no direction, but they're just doing what they know, they're going to continue doing that unless you intentionally step in and show them that there is a better way. And then what happens from that? You know, then they're going to learn a new way. They'll have children. They'll impact other people in their realm of influence. And that is how a community has changed. That is.
It is. Change people, change the world.
Absolutely. Man, Charles, thank you for your time. This flew by.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Very, very inspiring.
Well, you guys are an inspiration, and I just wish you all God's blessings and praying for you, and we'll do what we can as well to help you guys be successful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast with us today. We're going to list Q Ministry Project as one of our collaborative partners on our website. And, you know, you just never know when one of our youngsters might need some direction or might be coming out of the foster home, you know, and need some guidance from you guys. So we'll make sure that our coordinators are aware of your services and what your mission is.
Absolutely.
So I just want our listeners to know you've been listening to entrepreneur Charles Frame with the Q Ministry Project, developing a program to engage, enable, and empower young adults with life needs, life skills, education, and so much more for those who have aged out of the foster care system. To learn more about and get involved with the Q Ministry Project, try their Urban Joe coffee. It's 100% of those sales will be used toward their ministry. So visit their website at qministryproject.org. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow and like and share our podcast on social media. If you want to learn more about Mentors Care, please visit our website at www.mentors.care. See you next time.